I'm so excited for our breakfast trailblazer today. You would have to have been living under a rock or just walked in through the borders if you don't know the name Casper De Vries. In South Africa, it is synonymous with comedy that is specific to our understanding. The satire, the observational and sketch comedy that Casper De Vries has been doing since the 80s has become very much, I suppose he's earned this title of being called maybe the Oom of comedy. And he joins me today. Casper De Vries, welcome from all the way from Gauteng. How are you?
Can I be the uncle?
You're the uncle, my darling.
Thank you.
I'm very excited to not only speak about your career, but I've been hearing that you are back on the scene, and we will talk about this. Kas Opikasi kicks off on Monday.
Excited about this new show, man. We waited a long time, and at last the time did arrive, and we made this show, and I'm very, very proud of it. But you can talk about whatever you want to talk about.
Tell me, Casper, why did it take so long? It's been over a decade. We've missed you on our television screens.
It has been over a decade. You know, a lot of things, internal politics and all that. And you know that the Afrikaner, I'm part of them, they are a very difficult bunch of people, it took a while for them to adjust a bit.
Okay.
And to actually acknowledge that they were missing me.
Yes.
And it kept happening everywhere I was going. People were coming up to me and said, "Casper, you are missing you on TV.
I'm missing
your shows." And I said, "Ach, dankie, gaan kyk my show by die theater," because I was doing shows at the theater then.
Right.
And you know, they're all sold out. And some of the shows were sold out a year in advance.
That's incredible
to me. I couldn't believe it. And then surely and slowly, I spoke to the powers that be at the station I feel the most comfortable with, and that's DSTV. And we decided, okay, it's time. The time has come to do a new series with Casper, because it's really new, and we are really trying to put some new stuff into it. It's not the old rehashed nonsense. It is really it's a new style, and I'm very, very excited about it.
So let's talk a bit about that, Casper. Your point about being new, one of the interesting things is that it's the first Afrikaans television show that has animation in it. Styled like The Simpsons or Family Guy. So in other words, animation, but not a cartoon for the kids on Saturday morning necessarily. Tell us a bit about that.
I was always very impressed with Tracy Ullman's Simpsons. That's the first time I saw the short little animation. And then I saw how she developed it into a whole series. And I said, one day in Afrikaans, I want to do that. But Afrikaans is difficult. It's a small little language, and, you know, no one really are interested in it except Afrikaans people. So,
and me. Don't leave me out, Casper. It's a fantastic and very expressive language, one of the youngest languages in the world, right? So it expresses the modernity of ourselves.
1937, that's very young. So we did this animation series in Afrikaans. It's very funny. It's very South African and very... Afrikaans.
Is it sketch comedy like? I know that we've got a couple of popular actors we can expect. Arno Grief, Kuku Matlabane
But let me tell you about the animation first.
Please.
That I do all the voices of that.
Oh, wow.
And it is about a congregation in somewhere in Gauteng and all the ups and downs there. And then I always love to work with younger actors. I identify with them, you know, in a way. So I've chosen the younger crop, Skulk and Arno and Gugu, and we are doing an extremely I think, funny a version of the groot track, which is something that Afrikaans culture is really, they feel important about. And so what we were doing, we were recreating that groot track.
Oh, wow.
But now with all races and all people, and we were now tracking again from the Cape and doing all the, you know, all the survivor challenges, but now it's groot track.
I'm with you.
It was a lot of fun, and we really enjoyed it. And you know what? That everyone on that team afterwards said that was the best fun they ever had.
Incredible.
And I also thought so. We had such a long, a lot of fun. And the thing was, because we all stayed together for so long that we there was a bond that grew between us all, and we really enjoyed it.
So tell me now, Casper, what's lovely, of course, as you say, is this innovation, the lager that you do with these guys. Or do I say lager? Jammer. And of course,
Die lager,
and Consistori, which is the animation. But there's something familiar for everybody as well, who's grown to love you for so long. The likes of Kalimari, the likes of Marcel Janssen van Rensburg come back.
I always feel that why would you negate something that people like and that I like to do? So I like to do Umkali and Blatsi and Nanu and all those people. And so they are there in a new way again.
It's beautiful.
Not the same junk that they do over and over and over. It's a new topic they talk about or whatever, but they are there, and I know them inside out, those characters. It's eight of them that I created, and they like second nature to me, and so it's always wonderful to do a little bit of them. But what we did on this show is they all glue the show together in a way.
Right.
So you know, you have a little bit of Kali who then gives the baton on to Hanu in a very interesting way. So the whole thing is one whole. It's not just sections.
I'm with you.
It's one whole, and that's what we try to do. And I think we really succeeded in that. And I'm very, very proud of the show. I must say, it is, I think, international standard.
I'll
it's
bet.
Very good.
And to that point, Casper, I mean, is it going to have subtitling? Nothing beats, of course, hearing it in Afrikaans. But
it
in terms
must
of,
have
okay,
subtitles.
Good. So everybody, even those
have.
Who aren't up to date like us, can enjoy.
Showmax or Netflix, they're the first ones to have to wake up.
Mm-hmm.
And if they wake up, it's going to have subtitles, definitely.
Fantastic.
And we can actually show this overseas. You know, people will love it overseas.
Indeed.
I'm sure they will see a new side of the Afrikaans culture. And I'm not talking only about Afrikaans-speaking whites. I'm talking about Afrikaans people on the whole.
Correct.
We cater for everyone, you know?
You do, and young and old, and people who are former fans or fans that have existed for a long time, and it sounds to me as though you're going to be capturing a whole new kettle of fans as well, and that's as of Monday.
That is what's so nice about it, is that you can always catch the new wave of the generations, and that I like about what I do, is that the new generation always catch on.
Casper, it's been such an honor to chat to you this morning.
Really something that you can enjoy, I promise you.
Fantastic. Blyfeilig.